بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, towards the tail end of them, we discuss two beautiful names of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. One is Malikul Mulk and Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Malikul Mulk is the possessor, the owner of all kingdom, of sovereignty. All kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Malikul Mulk. And the second beautiful name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Dhul Jalali wal Ikrami, the majestic, the benevolent. Malikul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-maliku li jami'il ashya'i, al-mutasarrifu fiha bila mumana'atin wala mudafa'atin. That Malikul Mulk refers to that quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner, the possessor of every single thing. Everything masiwallah, everything masiwallah is mamluk and owned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it be ourselves, our children, our spouses and our parents, our honor, dignity, izzat, dhillat, every single thing belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Unlike man, the more his assets have to increase, then he has to start slowly outsourcing. Then he has to have a manager for this department, and everything is put into different categories, branches, whatever you want to say, departmentalized things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created every single thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of every single thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor, the giver, the dispenser of everything that we require. If man has to just keep this in front of him, that Malikul Mulk, that whatever I have is only on loan to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether I have a car, that car is on loan to me from Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He'll take it away. in whichever way, whether it's going to be an accident, whether it's going to be whatever it is. We've heard of incidents where a person is called to come and see his empire. I mean, he comes and he sees that his empire is up in flames. It's actually burning to the ground. The fire department around and they say, see, there's not much we can do besides just break this wall and wait for the fire to die off. There's nothing much we can do. And there the Banda of Allah, the owner of this property, is looking and he says, everything belongs to Allah, goes home, have a good sleep. Wakes up the next morning, let's assess the damages and the losses. Allah is in control. Now that is when a person has got this yaqeen and conviction that everything belongs to Allah. What is just the worldly possessions to have this yaqeen that Allah is the owner of it? If He gives, it's from Allah. If it's taken, it belongs to Allah. And more important that we see nowadays, people are slowly, you know, going deeper into depression, worry, sorrow, grief. And a lot of people, for whatever reason, whether whoever you have lost around you in society, it's not easy, definitely. Person has lost his entire family, person has lost his wife and two children, whatever it is. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we will continue consoling and comforting ourselves by reminding ourselves that Allah gave me my wife on loan. The child I had was on loan. I'm not responsible for anyone's hidayat. I'm responsible for myself. Yes, I have to make sure he also follows suit and he also treads the path of hidayat and sirat-e-mustaqim. I can't do more than that. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was commanded, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So how more so important is this message and lesson for each one of us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Before I came into the world, into the dunya, who was owning my practice, my shop, my business, my position? Who was owning? And before I came into the dunya, then where were my children? They all belong to Allah. When I have come, now I've got ownership, temporary ownership. Either they're going to go first or I'm going to go first. We both are still going to meet up by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the poet says very beautifully, he says, تَمَلَّكَ الْآتِي تَمَلُّكَ سَالِبْ وَفَارَقَهَا الْمَاضِي تَفَرُّقَ سَلِيبٍ. He says, the person has come, he's taken some ownership, but that ownership is the ownership of a person that has like snatched, usurped something. Meaning one person left, you have come into the equation, meaning someone passed away, you inherited, or someone sold and you bought. So that's not yours, you just, ownership was transferred to you. And the time is going to come, وَفَارَقَهَا الْمَاضِي. You're going to leave it, the next man is going to take over. You pass away, it's inheritance. You sell it, it's passed on. The ownership is to the next man who, the purchaser, the person who buys it from you. So the ownership is, so never, nothing in this world belongs to us forever. Everything is on loan to us from Allah. And we have to make an effort that we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the good bounties that Allah has blessed us with. If it's izzat, inshallah Allah keep us with it. If it's iman, we die with it. If it has been from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we work towards appreciating it. And if Allah has given us more than that in the dunya, no problem, alhamdulillah. Anything else, if Allah has given it, there's no issue at all. There's nothing wrong in using this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is malikul mulk. He is the owner of everything. So if He gives you, then Allah has given. If Allah does not give, then He is the owner. We can't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Khandaq, we mentioned it, I think so, in one of the Jummas. Battle of Khandaq, battle of Ahzab. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was digging the, when the allied forces were marching on to Madinah Tayyibah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got together with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What do? To save ourselves. Different opinions came. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, his opinion was, back home, what we do is we build a trench. Nabi Sallam says, right, let's assign the Sahaba radiallahu anhum these miles to dig of a trench around Madina Tayyibah. They dig in a trench. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes, Sahaba radiallahu anhum complaining. They say, Ya Rasulallah, no time to even put the the pixel down, or the axe down, or the spade down to even eat. So they picked up the kurta as one stone. Nabi Sam picked up his kurta, he said two stones. As they dig it, now they come across a boulder. They just cannot get past that boulder. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself goes, picks up, rolls up his sleeve, and then he strikes that rock, and he said, Bismillah, and three times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a bright light in the horizon, and three times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this light. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was that light we saw in the horizon? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the first time I struck it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised me, Utitu mafatih al-Sham, the keys to the treasure of the old Levant will come to Medina Tayyibah. And the second time when I struck it, Utitu mafatih al-Faris, the keys of the treasures of Persia will come to Medina Tayyibah. And the third one was the Yemen treasures. So the Munafiqeen started laughing. He said, thinking, Ya Rasulallah, what are you talking about? You can't even save your back properly. You don't know what to do. You can't face your enemy. You can't come face to face with him. You dig in a trench so you can keep a distance away from him. What treasures are you talking about? Where are you going so far? You can't combat the people of Makkah, Mukarrama. You're talking about the old event. You know how far Persia is. Where are you going to go so far? But Nabi Sam mentioned this. It was a prophecy. And yes, it came to fruition. It happened. As it was said, it happened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse to comfort Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, sometimes when conditions come upon us, when we are challenged with certain situations, to be taken aback, to feel low, there's nothing wrong in it. It's natural. You lost a beloved, you said. It's natural. But immediately ayat of Quran, ahadith have to be recited to comfort ourselves. The ayat was revealed immediately to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ He owns all sovereignty. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ He gives it to whomsoever he wants. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكِ And he'll take it away from whomsoever he desires. And amongst the sovereignty of Allah is that he'll give honor to whomsoever he wants, and he'll give disgrace also to whomsoever he wants. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِنَّكَ عَنَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Everything belongs to Allah. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ That amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah is explaining to man, he says, look at the greatness of my kingdom. Forget about, you worried about the earthly possessions, the dunya, the domain of the world and the land. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ Don't you see? تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ He enters the night into the day. The day is bright. But when darkness sets in, it's gradual. And then we will go into pitch dark night. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلَ Like how there's a pitch dark night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the day very gradually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O insan, today everything is hunky-dory, bright and shine. You think you are mighty? Very slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that darkness and you lose it all. And the man who never had it all, the brightness will come into his life. And he'll have it all. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ One explanation is, تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ Ya Allah, you extract the living from the dead and the dead from the living. One explanation, the living from the dead, a chick from an egg. Egg is dead, but the chick comes out. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ And you take out something dead from something alive, meaning the egg from the chick. So this is the greatness of Allah, but some ulama explain and say, amazing, تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ Ya Allah, you can give birth to a Muslim from a kafir. And you can give birth to a kafir from a Muslim. And a person can be a pauper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a rich son. And a rich son, Allah will give him a rich father, Allah will give him a poor father, Allah will give him a rich son. And a rich father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a poor son. So everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat was revealed. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked for him and he didn't see him one of the salah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to look for him. Oh Mu'az, where were you? I didn't see you. So he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got a outstanding debt, I'm owing someone money. So I'm really looking for someone who can help me and assist me in the payment of the loan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Mu'adh, ala u'allimuk, should I not tell you something? Even if you had the debt on your head like a mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay it off. But you have to have yaqeen when you recite it. So Nabi Sam taught him, see this ayah? Mullah Chuhan had mentioned it in the tafsir also. When he was given the tafsir, it was mentioned. And it was also sent out on broadcast. So the dua is, these two verses, qulillahumma malikal mulk, and tuliju layla fi nahar, two verses that appear in Surah Ali Imran. It's a 13 line Quran. So it's after the half, the one page after the half. In Surah Ali Imran, the third juz of the Quran. So those two verses to recite. But we will not recite Qulillahumma malikal mulk. Rather we will read Allahumma malikal mulk. So you start the dua from then. So Nabi Sam says after every farz salah, read this dua. So leave out just the qul and recite. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. Then some narrations say ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك. Some narrations have رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما تؤتي منهما من تشاء وتمنع منهما من تشاء اللهم اقض عني الدين وأغنني من الفقر. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, you help pay off my loan and my debt. وأغنني من الفقر, and save me from poverty, from فقر. So this is one dua that Nabi Sam taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu for the fulfillment and the payment of his debt. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimahullah, there was a famine, there was a drought in his area of Balkh. People were worried, concerned, disturbed, walking around in the marketplace trying to secure whatever little they could to take back home and to store it because there was famine. But he noticed that there was one slave boy, and this slave boy was very happy. So he thought, no, maybe something is wrong with him. Everyone is sad, he's the only one jumping for joy. So he asked him, everyone is worried, there's famine. Why are you so happy? What happened? Why are you so happy? What gives you that happiness? So he says, what are you worried about? He says, no, the famine, the drought. He says, I got a master, I'm a slave. I'm a slave of a master. My master owns a valley. That valley is full of fruit and grain, vegetables, you name it, he got it. So I'm befikar, I got no worries. I go back home, I must just fulfill my errands. He'll give me my fresh plate of food, he'll give it to me. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah, may tawbah istighfar, he say, oh my Allah, if this slave can be so happy in famine because of his master who owns a valley of fruit and veg, Ya Allah, forgive me, I forgot that you are Malikul Mulk, you own the world of fruit and veg. And I'm worried and concerned what's going to happen to me. I am worried and concerned. Mitoba istighfar, and he says, I have to have yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that's the name of Malikul Mulk. Malikul Mulk. Malikul Mulk. That everything belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next one is a very short discussion, and that is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the majestic, the benevolent. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that appears in Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi Sam said, Alidhu biyadha al-jalali wal-ikram. Indian dua, persistently, continuously, make sure you have a portion that you will say in your dua, Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Just say that, Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, is that being al-mustahiqu ayyujal wa yukram. That being who is most deserving of being honored and being praised. and to be praised وَيُثْنَى بِمَا يَلِيقُ بِعُلُوِّ شَأْنِي, that to praise Allah in the most, in the best of ways possible, the best of ways possible. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله. Ya Allah, all praise belongs to you, like how you have praised yourself, like how you are deserving of it, O my Allah. So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَلِذُ بِيَاذَ الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. After every Fard Salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make the dua, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. One day when Sahabi was making dua, he was making a lengthy dua. But the moment he said, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ustujib, your dua is accepted. You can close it now, finished. Your dua is accepted. You said, ya dhal jalali wal ikram. But now the question will come, but Bolana, last week you waited on dua, today another dua, that one was accepted, this name also accepted. Well, all the different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's acceptance in it. And one simple way for us to make sure we're reading all of these du'as is two very beneficial kitabs of dua. One is Al-Hizbul Azam, one is Munajat Maqbool. Ulama Mashayikh used to recommend these kitabs to the Mureedin to recite. In these du'as are the Masnoon du'as made by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that way accepted in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Hizbul Azam and Munajat-e-Maqbool. Both of these du'a kitabs, alhamdulillah, now are translated even in English. Now, what happens generally, example myself, I'll open up the kitab. Now the kitab is got du'as from the ahadith and du'as for the 7 days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So every day there is a du'a. There's a place for du'a. So every day there's du'as. One is, if we read every du'a, every day's du'a, may take us 15 minutes, every day is different, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, if you read with the translation, about 20 minutes. But one is trying to force ourselves to finish it for that day. And then you had a booking, I mean everyone's running away now to Drakensberg, etc. So you had a weekend and you went away. So now that one day, now du'as got finished, now you say, oh, then when I start again. Next week, Monday, one time now. Start on Saturday, leave it now the rest of the days. Then you're never going to start again. So instead of that, have a marker and start from the very beginning, the first day. You open up on the first day and you will put your marker. Even if you read 5 minutes of dua, you saw the translation, you don't have to see the translation, but you made dua for even 5 minutes. Put your marker, close it. The next day, open the same spot, although it's still Saturday. And you make indo on Tuesday, read those du'as, continue. In this manner, you will see, you will enjoy the du'as you are making. You'll appreciate the manner, the articulated words and du'as of Nabi Sallam. Amazing, the choice of words, the type of du'as that were made by Nabi Sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability that we read one of these two kitabs and accept all of our du'as, inshaAllah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi.